Okay, so I'm recording this because I'm gonna forget I recorded this, and I'm gonna hate myself for forgetting about this topic, but I feel like trans people see through the fabric of society, you know? Like, and I'm not talking about like the Matrix. I mean, kind of also. I mean, there's also certain trans people who, you know, transition and haven't really lived so much in their born gender. So they don't see the world in the same way that, let's say, people who transition a bit later in life do. But all in all, I feel like trans people just have this, like, sort of. We have this innate feeling. We see things differently. Like, we see how society works. And we see that everybody kind of plays a character, right? And the more you try to tell people this, the more defensive they get about their character and trying to defend that their character is not a character, but it's actually like them, right? Who they are. And we're all kind of given this like mission. We're all kind of given this mission. And this is who you're supposed to be, right? Sorry, it's a bit windy. I'm outside. You're supposed to be this person, and that's it. Like, that's it. There's no, that's the game you play, right? Like, you see this man, family man. Let's say he's an Arab man. He has this mission. His goal in life is to have a big family because that's the mission, right? But what he doesn't know is that he can escape this. And I'm not saying he should transition. No way. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say is like there comes a point in people's lives, like they wonder why they're unhappy and why, even though they played by the game and they played all the rules and they stuck by society's, you know, rules and limits and limitations, they're still unhappy, right? And what they don't understand is that it's not just about that. It's not like there's, you can break out of that. And unfortunately, people wait very, very, very late to experience that or really realize that they are unhappy. So when it's, you know, when they're at an age of like 40 or 50, they're like, well, it's too late for me to change my life around. And I'm sorry if I'm going in all the different directions, but I have ADHD, so I have a lot on my mind that I just want to talk about, that I want to say. But yeah, I feel like trans people are literally the epitome of like being given a story, aka a gender, and a performance, aka the performance of that gender. And we have said no, we don't want that. We don't wanna go into whatever this performance is. This performance is not for me. Thank you so much. Love that. Love that so much. Thank you, but it's not for me. And with that also comes, especially with trans women, I think we see this more than a lot of trans men, is that the fabric of society, we see how much people play as these characters, especially with like, you know, with like men who are interested in us, and we see how much they want to play these characters that have the life and have this and have that, right? But in reality, all they want is a trans girl, right? All they want is to sleep with us or have us, but they can't have us, right? Because the public says you should not want a trans girl. God forbid you have a trans girl. You get a trans girl. Ew. Gross. What are you doing? You're crazy. Why would you get a trans girl? Are you crazy? You must be crazy, right? And that's why they stick to these boxes. They say, well, this is just like forbidden fruit or whatever the fuck, right? And the case of that matter is that that's not how it is. We really break the mirage that is the society. Because, and realistically, it's more than just about being trans. I think because we are trans and because we question society, we get to see this firsthand. But it's much more than this, right? Oh, fuck, it's windy. It's much more than this. Like, we really question the fabric of society and the fact that everybody, trans or not, everybody has a role to play. And everybody has these characters that we're told to be. And the difference is that trans people, we're not, yes, we're special, and yes, we're amazing and magical. Anyone can be if they choose to be. We choose to be. That's the thing. We choose to be more magical, and we choose to be more special. Because we want to open up, and we don't want to settle, and we don't want to conform. Right? And that's why we see through the fabric of society. We see through how everything... it's just a game. It's just an illusion. It's everyone's, this, you know, the mother that's working and then has kids and stops working and takes care of the babies. That's fab. But then at the same time, we can choose, trans people choose to play those games if they want to, right? If you are a trans person that identifies as a binary trans person and you want, let's say, a family, or let's say you're a trans woman and you want a family, you are now choosing, you know what, I don't want the go into work guy stereotype. I want to live my life as a woman, and I want to now be a housewife. We are choosing that. That person is choosing that. And that's what I find so interesting, is that even though we have the choice to be free, we choose to put ourselves in a box, and we choose to be whoever we want to be, whether that is, like, I don't know, fucking going and being a housewife, for example. It's just interesting to me. It's interesting to me. It's also interesting to me how, like, everybody is incognizant of the fact that we're all playing a game, yet the minute you try and break the system, the minute you try and break away and be crazy, that's why you see when people are crazy, forget trans people, but when you see a crazy person, that crazy person has, unfortunately, without their own choice and without their own realization, has decided to go against the system, because they are now crazy, and you see them screaming, and everybody's kind of like, oh, you don't want to be like that. That kind of breaks the system, right? And I'm not trying to say trans people are crazy, but it's kind of like the same thing. It's kind of like the same thing in the way that, like, I don't know if I'm making sense. Am I making sense? I hope I'm making sense. Like, when you see a person having a fucking breakdown on the street, and this woman's bags break, and she's having a fucking mental breakdown because her husband cheated on her, and her little fantasy and her reality of how things were supposed to be, because she chose this life to be a mother, she chose this life to be a housewife. It didn't go to plan because she chose this, and her husband decided, hey, I'm going to cheat on you because you're 40 now and you're fat and I'm no longer attracted to you. So he's already, he doesn't give a fuck, right? He's playing his little game. But her scenario, her play is different now. So she has a fucking breakdown, mental breakdown, in the middle of the street. And look how people react. People are like, oh my God. Oh my God, this isn't normal. Why? What do you... why? I'm not saying, like, we should all just run around, but do you see how people react to, like, someone acting crazy? I feel like where I live, people are more used to people acting crazy. Everyone wants to, like, pretend like there's not that many crazy people. There is a lot of crazy people. But yeah, I don't know. That's how I see things. I see that, like, now I'm walking around, I'm like, after 4 days of being sick, I'm walking around and I'm just like wondering what is happening. You know, like what is happening around me? I feel like I'm in another planet. I feel so weird walking around. I feel like all the things that I've been thinking about, I come outside and I'm like, wow, we're all playing this fucking game. You know? And that's why, at the same time, you know, I really do believe in the manifestation of things and how things work out. And don't get me wrong, 20 minutes ago, I was fucking thinking about, like, the fact that I'm not trusting the universe for such and such a thing, right? And that's how I thought about this. And then I started to look around and I was like, wait, you could just create anything you want, right? You just can create anything you want. It's just you have to trust. You have to trust that you're gonna get it. And that's the interesting part to me. Fuck, it's so fucking windy. I'm like literally getting a headache from how fucking windy it is. But I hope that I can like turn away. What I'm trying to say is that yeah, we're all just playing this big game. And you can kind of just create anything. And I feel like trans people, we're also kind of like manifesting creatures. We kind of have to be, right? Because we are given this life. And I'm pretty fortunate to have an accepting family, right? But it was really hard for me for a long time as well. I'm not gonna like say it wasn't. But for a long time, it was hard, and then it wasn't. But I come from a fortunate background that my parents are quite accepting. Not quite, they're very accepting. They love me. Not only accepting, they like really care for me. And I'm blessed, right? I really am blessed. But take a trans woman who's from a Middle Eastern country, and she has to fucking jump through hoops and swim oceans and go distances and go through things just to live her life. You know, she manifested, that's like the extreme scenario, but she manifested, and so did every other trans person, to get out of that situation. And because she trusted herself, whether it was through action, through raising money, through, I don't fucking know, being an immigrant or a refugee, you know, seeking refuge. And it's the same with any trans person. If you really want something, you get it, you work for it, and you even if it's all odds are against you, like all odds would be against that trans woman, yet she's able to define it. And I know of so many trans women like this that defy the societal expectation. Because we're just like, yeah, I believe in that. It's gonna happen for me. You know? And, yeah. It is. It just. I don't know. I feel like I'm rambling now. And I feel like I'm not gonna be making sense anytime soon. But I feel like society is really kind of what you make it and your reality. I mean, society is society, but reality is what you really make it. It's crazy. So I'm gonna try and create a new reality for myself. I have done that many times, and I think it's time to like, I guess, do that again, you know. Yeah, I guess, because my reality that I'm in right now kind of fucking sucks. No, it doesn't fucking suck. You know what? It doesn't suck because it's not as, maybe as fab as I imagined it to be, but it's also a challenge. I learned this thing like recently that when the universe like challenges, throws you something, problems, or whatever you think problems are, it's more a challenge than anything. It's not a problem. Because when you get nice things in your life, you say, oh, thank you, universe. Thank you so much. But when we had a problem, we're like, oh, fuck, why me? Well, the problem is really a challenge to test you and to make you grow. Fuck my fucking hair, I swear. With this wind, I cannot have hair that's fucking nice, I swear. So, yeah. Oh, my God. And I have fucking lip gloss on. This is great. I just washed my hair fucking yesterday. For what? For nothing. Yeah, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It's like what is my new reality gonna be? Because I'm going through kind of a challenging time right now. Oh my God. Oh my God, this fucking hair. I'm gagging. Really, I'm fucking gagging. I'm going through kind of a challenging time right now. And yeah, I could just create my new reality. Because I want to. Because I've decided I want to. And that's that. That's really that simple. So yeah. I guess that's it.